Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, yesterday, Governor Cuomo out in Buffalo, he took more than 15 minutes worth of questions, insisting the Moreland Commission on Public Corruption was not interfered with by his office, though he acknowledged conversations were had with his office and the commission's leadership. The Times this morning pointing out some inconsistencies in the governor's statement.
That's right, David. The Times has done quite a job. You know, he started by saying that they could investigate anybody. Then he said, they can't investigate me because it's my commission. And the new narrative is it was just discussions. Nobody told anybody to do anything. And then they're getting all these people to say, I wasn't pushed around, you know, which is predictable. The thing that really has made me a believer that this could really hurt Cuomo is the Daily Show. Now, the Daily Show did a job on the governor, which was just unbelievable. At one point, there was a poll in America that showed 50% of the young people said they got all their news from The Daily Show. So now you got a very complex subject being explained as only Daily can do it, and a lot of people saw it. I don't know how you get out from under that. Cuomo, for his part, is losing his temper a little bit, saying the truth is important even in the New York Times. You take on the New York Times and you really are asking for it because those guys don't let go. So I think that it comes down to this. If Preet Bharara starts to indict people, he is assembling a grand jury, we hear. If he starts to indict people, then this thing will have legs. Otherwise, it'll go away.
Well, across the pond, Alan, U.S. says Russia tested cruise missile now, violating treaty.
Look, this guy Putin says one thing, he does another. This treaty that we have with the old Soviet Union and with Russia now, which forbids the use of these missiles, which they are now testing, just shows that he says one thing, he talks a nice game, but in fact, he's the same old KGB colonel who's still playing games. And what we don't want is another Cold War here. On the other hand, if he's going to do this, he has to be held accountable. And even the European allies of the United States are seeing that. In the Ukrainian situation, talking about putting more sanctions on Russia, we've had a lot of experience in this country with other countries, sometimes not that strong, who insist that they can do whatever they want. And you know what the outcomes have been.
Alan, a Time Warner Cable News Siena poll, New Yorkers willing to gamble on casinos. It seems to depend on where you are. And to that point, New Yorkers in the economically troubled southern tier are the most supportive of casino development, with 48% backing the expansion. Support is weakest in the capital region.
Yeah, this is a sort of economic terrorism for the people who have the least. And it means that we're going to do with you what we wouldn't do for ourselves. So the more money that people have, the better their homes, the less likely they are to want gambling anywhere around them. A classic case of not in my backyard or NIMBY.